Hey, it's showtime.
It's showtime.
That's what I say when it's time for a show.
Right.
Yeah, it's my thing. I made that up. So it's showtime. Anyway, so do me a favor. Head over to TravisCrutcher.com. Hang out. Get comfortable. You can check out all things speaking, podcast consulting, one-on-one success coaching, whatever you love the most. Click on one of those things. And then also head to TearItDownApparel.com and grab some dope swag. Some new stuff just got dropped recently, some redesigned old stuff. And there's more stuff coming probably in the next week or two. So keep your peepers peeped for that. That's what I got.
You can check out my stuff at teamhopelifters.com.
Every bit of it.
all my stuff.
It's all right there.
Fitness options, nutrition, printables, blog. And I also have swag.
Yeah.
Team Hope Lifters swag.
Go to Team Hope Lifters. That's right. She can help you live a better life.
Part of the team.
Right?
That's right.
All right. Anything else?
That'll do it.
All right. Well, without further
ado,
on with their show.
You can't go over it, and you can't go under it. You've got to tear it down.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Me too. So today on Der Show.
Yes,
we're,
that's this.
That's the one. This is the one. And remember, I was like, it's showtime.
Right.
Yeah, and I now, made that up.
Here we go.
So we're talking about a couple things that really kind of tie together.
Yeah.
And it's interesting when, like, this is what I love about our lives, right, is oftentimes our working with clients and connections and stuff that we just get to do on a daily basis so many times leads to, it's a reminder of a lesson that we should probably talk about on the show.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And today I got reminded of two that we're going to discuss because they both, again, they kind of tie together, but they're both so powerful just in how you operate on the planet.
Yes.
And they are two things that if you do them effectively and efficiently, you will operate at a much higher level on the planet and have much more enjoyment and get a lot more of what you want out of life.
Right. Makes your life easier too.
And so the two things that we're going to talk about are number one, reaching out.
Yes.
And number two
is
saying something. And now we've done a show about saying something before. That's not the kind of saying something we're talking about, if you remember that episode. Right. We're saying, say what you're about. Say what you're passionate about. Say what you love. Say what you want to do. Right. Say these things out loud and around people. And so the reach out one is a fun story because it just happened.
Right.
and I won't say his name, but a person that I went to middle school and high school with, right, reached out to me. We have not seen or spoken to each other in 24 years.
Right.
Right. So an actual lifetime has passed since we've even said words to each other. And then in the conversation, we both kind of realized that maybe we didn't even really talk beyond middle school.
Right. Like, how well did we know each other?
So it's probably more like 28 years ago that we had any verbal communication. And he's been super successful in some things. He's written a book. He's got its whole, you know, this big network that he's done this particular thing with, and he's in a bit of a transition in life, and he has seen what I'm doing and just was like, hey, I'm going to reach out to this guy and just kind of pick his brain, like ask a couple questions, right? Yeah. And it's so cool because, you know, one, like we got to reconnect after an actual lifetime.
Right.
And the other thing that's cool about it is like, I really admire, there's a lot of other ways to say, but I'm going to say like the balls it takes.
Yes. Yeah. The bravery
to just reach out to someone. Right. Like, because the reality is like, yes. Do we have a connection from childhood? Sure. Right.
Which sometimes makes it more awkward.
It's worse.
Sometimes it makes it less awkward, but
it's way worse than reaching out to a stranger because what if, right? What if they remember that thing I said that one time? Right. and had no problem. We had a great time connecting and shared some back and forth, you know? And so I remember, like, I sent him a message afterwards, like, dude, you fucking fired me up.
Yeah, right.
Just because you are so passionate that you don't give a good fuck about any of the rest of it.
Right.
Any of the stigma, any of the fuck persona. I'm going to reach out to this dude.
Right.
And just pick his brain.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Yes. And I think that's really the thing, is that so often we miss out on great connections because we're just too maybe self-conscious to just go, oh, screw it. I'm going to see what they're up to.
Right.
You know, the thing is you're not losing anything by saying to somebody, hey, do you have time to talk about what it is you do?
Sure.
You know, I'm and not... if they say no, or, you know, it's going to cost you X amount, then, you know, then it's on your decision whether you want to keep going or not.
And I wouldn't take the Jehovah's Witness approach.
Right. Yeah, no, probably just, not that.
You knock on the IM door of everyone you know all day.
Right.
But I do this all the time.
Yeah.
I reach out to people all the time who I see are an expert in something and I want to learn more, or they've got experience in something, or hell, man, I remember I got Mark Hunter on the show.
Yeah.
The lead singer of frickin' Chimera, one of my favorite bands. I don't give a fuck who you are. They ushered in new metal, okay? I don't give a shit who you are. They started
We'll not hear any arguing about it, so keep it to yourself.
And so, but that was like, I just sent a tweet out and tagged him. I was like, I would love to have this guy on the show. Right. And 5 minutes later, he's like, I'm down.
Right.
You know?
He's like, I'm right here. Let's do it.
And so it's one of those things that in any facet in life, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And you don't know that just a simple reach out won't connect you to the next big fucking thing that you want to go after.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Or if it's just the next, you know, baby step in your fire for something. And that's totally worth it, too. I mean, you're really only missing out if you talk yourself out of it.
And it doesn't have to be big, right? No. It doesn't have to be getting a rock star on your podcast or embarking in a new business. I mean, I know you work with people all the time that will reach out to you and go, hey, it's something that seems so small, so minor, right? Mm-hmm. And I can't think of offhand any names because you just tell me gal, right? Usually it's just this gal. Right.
Protecting the anonymity of
everyone.
You've
told me so many stories about like, they reached out because they wanted to know about a modifier.
Yeah.
For an exercise.
Right.
Yeah. And now you see them 2 years later and they're, you know, freak show, right?
Right. They are beyond the modifier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the thing is that they didn't know. They thought I would have the answer. And so they asked me.
Right.
And because I really enjoy working out. I enjoy sharing what I know. So it makes it really easy to be excited when you get that message in your inbox to be like, oh, do you want to talk or do you want me to just, I'll just message it back to you real quick because it's real simple. Here's a picture. Here's, you know, and then it's kind of cool because I do have people that I've never actually worked with beyond that, but occasionally I'll get, you know, a tag in my stories or a, you know, another little message about, hey, just, you know, it worked and I'm still doing the thing and I really appreciate it.
And that's the other half of the reach out thing that people are leaving on the table. Like, I do what I do because I fucking love it.
Right.
No one picked this for me.
Right.
No one said I have to do what I do.
Right.
No one told you have to do what you do.
Right.
And so if you're looking at someone out there who does a thing that you want to do, or they're an expert in something you want to learn more about, they love doing it.
Right.
And so if you reach out to me about something I love,
right,
and like that one you just told about someone reaching out to you, you're all about it, man.
Right.
You're excited.
You're excited.
Like you're actually feeding them joy by allowing them an opportunity to do what they love to do.
Right. I mean, because that's really, nobody starts a business and then goes, I hope nobody asks me about it.
Right.
I hope I never have to talk about it. Right. I hope I never have to teach anybody anything.
And if you knew, you shouldn't have started a business.
Right.
You should probably just...
What business is it?
Yeah. And so it's important because you are stifling yourself.
Yes.
And you're precluding others from doing what they love to do as well.
Right.
And you, like you said, you don't know, man. It could be the easiest outreach on the planet.
Right.
And everything go perfectly.
Right.
You know, like
you could stumble into a new business partner who, you know, you guys make millions of dollars together.
Right.
Just because you were brave enough to say, hey, what's this thing?
Yeah. And, you know, I'll talk about this one today just briefly. Like, what was cool about it, again, an entire lifetime has eclipsed since we spoke. Right. And it was like, We re-met as adults with a shitload of life experience. Yeah. And it's like, if we did have anything that would have put us in opposition in middle school, man, we were same page today.
Right.
You know? And he's lived a completely different life. He's lived all over the world.
Yeah.
I went to war a bunch.
Right.
And we meet back in the middle.
Right.
And it's like, oh, what's up, man? Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying.
But the thing that's crazy is like a lot of times when you have those, you know, people that are from your past, you immediately put yourself back into that kind of awkward middle school position where you're like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. What if my socks look weird? Or what am I, you know what I mean? Like you immediately start second guessing yourself. And it's so silly. they wouldn't reach out to you. They're not going to reach out to you to heckle you.
And that brings up an important point, though, and I know you know this. It's always been one of my superpowers. I show up as who I am today. I don't give a fuck about yesterday or 10 years ago or 20 years. I don't give a shit. And so I'm only showing up with who I am today.
Right.
And that's how I expect you to receive me.
Yes.
If you're stuck 30 years ago, bitch, like, that's your problem.
Right. And it is a problem. You can't be 40 and still be talking about, you know, the high school quarterback at the pinnacle of your life. That's not the move, right?
If you are reaching out to someone from your past, right, and you start getting yourself stuck in that thought.
Yes.
Show up you today.
And then
let that inform their perception of you.
Exactly.
Don't worry about what happened forever ago. And that goes with anything, right? Yes. Even if it's like an old relationship, an old friendship, whatever it is, like, don't show up with the baggage of the day things went sideways. Right. Show up with who you are today.
Right. And then you get to steer the ship.
100%.
You don't let it go back down some weird path because the other person is stuck. You get to gracefully say, oh, I'm not about that.
And that's the beautiful part about what we get to do for a living and kind of how we live our lives is, like, I don't care what you did yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, if it's really fucked up and I find out about it, you know, I might have to call the cops.
Right. It's not a blanket statement. Let's be reasonable.
I get to every comp session, every, you know, audience I'm in front of. That's just really cool people that I get to spend some time with.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think the other thing that's really cool about this kind of, you know, the reconnect or just reaching out to someone who you perceive to be an expert in something is sometimes, a lot of times, there will be a level of accountability now that is reached.
Right. Because someone's watching.
Because you have said to someone, this is really what I want to do. And I'm struggling, or I don't know what to do, or I just, you know, what's my next baby step?
Yep.
And so now someone is watching, and you are also kind of expecting that someone is watching. So there is a little bit of the, you know, a little bit of pressure put on. The heat gets turned up just a little bit, which is great because nobody wants to have, you know, flat water. Let's get that water at a rolling boil and, you know, show us what you got. And it's exciting because the next time you reach out to that person, maybe for another quick, hey, you know, or maybe they'll reach out to you and say, I saw what you're doing.
Right.
I'm so excited for you. I mean, I know that's something that you watch for.
Yeah. If friend, family, absolute stranger.
Right.
If you reach out to one of us.
Yeah.
We're that motherfucker. Right. And we'll do it in the nicest way possible.
Yeah.
But I might give you 90 days before I'm like, hey, friend.
Right.
Remember that amazing thing that you were so excited about?
Right.
Why aren't you doing that?
Right. But it's not out of a place of ha-ha caught you.
No. It's because I love you and I want you to do that.
And is there something else that I could tell you that maybe you're having trouble with? And that's exciting too.
So yeah, definitely anticipate some accountability.
Right.
From love.
Yes, of course.
But it's important. Of
course. Right.
And so that was the first half, right?
Right.
Is reach out. Have the bravery, have the courage to reach out.
Yes.
The second half is say what you're about, man.
Right.
Say what you love, right? Yeah. Because here's what's crazy, right, is how they go together. Maybe you don't even know who to reach out to.
Right.
But if you are espousing things that you love, things you're about, things you want to do more of to people around you,
right,
I promise you they're going to know the person you need to talk to.
Yes.
And it happened in my world this week. I had a conversation where this person's really excited about starting a podcast. They've got a concept in mind. They have a very, you know, important passion point that they want to go after. And I see what they're saying. And boy, it needs to be on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about it with their tribe, right? Their people. Yeah. And one of them happens to know me. And one of them happens to know me very well.
Right.
And we've worked together on some projects. And he's like, dude, I know who you need to talk to.
Yeah.
And it was funny because our initial connect with this other person was I was facilitating a mastermind he was a part of. And then I helped him launch his podcast.
Right.
And so he's like, oh, dude, right. I got the guy.
You got the perfect person.
And so just by being about his business, just by saying what he's excited about, what he loves, what he wants to do more of, someone was like, here's who you reach out to.
Right. Then, and that's so great. Like, I think so often we discount people's support before we've even said, hey, I'm interested in this thing.
Right.
We just assume, oh, you doubt me. You don't think I can do it. You don't believe that I'll stick to it. You don't, you know, you have this whole list of things.
So what you're saying is we project our own bullshit insecurities exactly. onto other people.
Exactly. You have this yeah. whole list of things that you're just projecting on the rest of the sure. world. And the only one that's suffering is you. Because if you walked up to somebody, you know, you're a close friend, a family member, whoever, and said, gosh, I really just want to do X, Y, and Z in my spare time. Even if they don't know somebody that can help you, they might just be like, that's awesome. Tell right. me when you do the first part of it because I want to see.
But, you know, like we, if your kids of the 80s and 90s remember 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
right.
Right? Like, I know that there are only 6 people between me and talking to anyone I want to on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'll never get to talk to that person. I'll never get to do that thing.
Right.
Unless I say it out loud.
Right.
You know, I'll share. I had a story in mind, but as I was saying that, another story popped to mind. And it's been about a year ago. I think June or July. July will be a year. But almost a year ago, Taylor Swift was coming to town for her Eras
right.
tour.
That's right.
She and you and I were having a conversation, and our oldest, who is a huge T-Swift fan, was like, gosh, it would be amazing.
Yeah.
So I immediately look up tickets, and I'm like, damn.
Right.
Like nosebleeds at the football stadium are a lot of money, you know, a couple $100 a piece. I'm like, shoot.
Yeah.
And I had committed to myself, like, I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah.
And by the time she got done talking, I looked at you and I don't know why. It was the craziest thing on the planet.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm going to get those tickets.
Yep.
And you're like, well, how much are they? No, you didn't hear me.
Right.
I'm going to get those tickets. Get them.
Oh.
And I didn't know from whom or how.
Yeah.
But the next morning I reached out.
Yeah.
I sent like 3 messages.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to do this for my kiddo.
Right.
Who do you know that can hook it up? And I wasn't looking for free.
No. But, no, but you know, it's like.
But I'm trying to make something special happen, right? Before the end of the day.
Yeah.
Someone who knew someone that I reached out to said, hey, here's what we got. And they gave us.
Yes.
Like VIP tickets.
Yep.
With, what was it? Like. Kingdom Club access.
Yes, we got to go to the Kingdom Club where they fed us. We had, you know, free free drinks, free food. Free, right? We got all kinds of stuff, and we had amazing seats. You know, we had access to pretty much anything we wanted at any time, and it was a blast.
And that was just because
the best time.
I told people what I wanted to do.
Yeah. Yep.
And the universe goes, all right.
Okay.
And it was less than 6 people that separated me from the end of those tickets.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's crazy. If you start looking at all the things that you want to do like that, who knows? It's like, it makes me think of that, it was a YouTube video where the guy had like the paperclip.
Yeah.
Who he traded for, what, you know, I mean, it was like ultimately he ended up like buying a house or something wild. But he started with this paperclip and kept upscaling. You know, it's like, you don't know unless you ask. The person that, you know, has the thing that you want, they may be willing to freely give it to you because no one has offered them anything for it.
Exactly.
They may not recognize the value that it has to you because to them it's just been sitting there.
Just there.
It's,
yeah.
You know.
and you're right, you know, you don't know.
Yeah.
You have no idea. And you're missing out on opportunities by not just letting people know what you're about.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I have seen this just manifest in so many ways in our own lives.
Yeah.
Even with the businesses, right? It's like, almost a full calendar year ago, and started 2023, like, okay, I'm going to transition the business to mostly speaking and some individual clients.
Right.
And I just started telling everybody, oh, no, I'm doing mostly speaking now. Before I was even doing mostly speaking.
Yeah, yeah.
And before the end of the year, doing mostly speaking.
Doing mostly speaking.
2024, mostly speaking. Right.
Yeah, yeah, it's wild. It's wild. But nobody knows what to ask you for if they don't know what you're doing. So you have to be bold about what it is. If you love it, if you are one singular person and you're the only person you know that loves it.
Yeah.
If you put it out to a group, you put it out on social media, you put it out, you know, even amongst, if you got a big family, talk to your family.
Sure.
You know, like there is going to be somebody else who's interested in some capacity. You are not the only soul that, you know, it's like fly fishing doesn't seem that interesting to me. However, there is a huge community of fly fishing.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, down to making these really intricate, gorgeous fly lures.
And it's the people you would never expect sometimes. Right.
Yes.
Like my buddy Spencer.
Right.
Right. Huge fly fisher.
Right, yeah.
He's loved it since he was a kid. You right. wouldn't know it just by hanging out with him. You would never go, I bet he fly fishes.
Right, exactly. Right?
But it's a huge passion for him. And so something that I would like to challenge the listeners with, mm-hmm. right? Because it's like, okay, got it. I need to reach out. Got it. I need to talk about what I'm about. Where the fuck do I start?
Yeah.
Right? Here's what I would like to challenge everyone who hears this to do. And it's something that I tell clients to do, especially if they're starting a new endeavor or whatever it mm-hmm. is. Reintroduce yourself
yep.
to your network.
Yep.
And it's really simple, right? You can totally do this in a way that is not self-serving.
Yeah.
But it's got to, you know, something in regards to like, and I don't care where you put it, Twitter, Facebook, whatever platform you're on, right? Mm-hmm. Just put it out like, hey, man, I'm X years old today. And I realize that I've got, you know, these people have been in my life for 40 years.
Right.
And I have no idea what you're up to. Right. Here's what I'm up to today. Here's what I love. Here's what
yeah.
I'm about.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Right. And that's awesome. Like, I love stuff sure. like that. I love to know what people are doing. I love to know what they're interested in. It's really...
And it's wild when you do this, because I've done it before. Mm-hmm. And when I've seen other people that I've encouraged to do it with my clients, it is shocking to see who they already know that is the expert in the thing they want to know more about, or the person that can help them do the thing they want to do.
Right.
That you already know them. They just don't know that you know them. Right. You guys don't know what you don't know because right. you haven't reached out. You haven't asked. You haven't said what you're about. Tell these people what you're about.
Right.
Ask them what they're doing. Right. Use it to actually fucking know people.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right. Well, the thing is, you know, it's like, that's why we both say go to our website at the top right. of the show. Because what we talk about here is a piece of who we are. If you go to our respective websites, like, I have a whole, I've got a whole thing yeah. just about who I am, right. what I like, what I'm interested in. I so do you. I yeah. mean, there's introductions. And I think those things are very helpful to figure out, is this the person that I talk to?
Right.
I right. mean, it's really simple. Are you the one?
I mean, it goes back to some of what we talked about in the past where it's like, you know, do they have a life that looks like the life you want? Are they achieving things that you want to achieve? And are they doing it in a way that you find to be true and authentic?
Right.
And you're only going to discover that if you learn who they are and what they're about.
Right, exactly.
And you're never going to do that unless you have the balls to reach out and to... I'm muting you, man, but you're still dying in the audio. I'll just unmute her. She's dying, everyone.
Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
How unprofessional.
I know.
Jeez.
It done been adjusted.
So
it's part of what I'm about. This yeah, is my authentic yeah. self.
This is the, you know, it's the laughs and the choking in the microphone.
That's right.
What we
sometimes
do.
My throat gets dry. I'm
it's
sorry. I can't
important.
Help it.
And it, her, by her, you know, pointing at the soundboard, I knew to mute her.
Right.
So she had the balls to reach out.
Right.
And say what she's about.
I told you exactly what I needed.
I'm about to die.
I'm about to choke.
Push the button.
Save me and the audience.
And I was like, is it the boiled goose drop? You want me to hit
boiled goose?
No. That, oh, you wanted me to mute you.
Right.
Okay. I see. Yeah. All right.
Thanks, though.
Let's wrap it up, Ms. Motivation. Anyway, reach out.
Yes.
Have the whatever it is, if it's a relationship, if it's a life thing, if it's a business thing, yeah. if it's a new thing you want to go after, you know, like. And I get it. Some people are really good at stuff.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean you... So we were talking about it before we recorded.
Yeah.
Our oldest daughter
yep.
is a wizard artist.
Yes.
I mean, she can... It's like she looks at paper and it just has the picture yes. she thought of.
She was just, and she was just born that way.
She's super good.
Really a lot of talent. However.
However, when it came to like eyes and hands, yes. she did a ton of research. She yes. launched a lot of videos and classes and real like... artistic theory, how to do it correctly.
Right.
So even someone who was naturally good at something but wanted to do it at the next level,
right.
they still reached out
yes.
to find out how to do it better,
right.
to be more efficient
right.
and execute it at an optimal level.
Yes. And I mean, it's crazy because all our kids do it. Yeah. You know, our middle daughter sings, gorgeous voice.
Yep.
Tried out for honor choir because she knows that the teacher that does honor choir is really good and will really help
right.
her hone her skill and take it to the next level. And she's really excited to move up in grades because you get to do more and more, you know, kind of trial things and really find out what your strength is. You know,
yet doesn't let off the gas, right?
It's right.
always asking, you know, she'll pick my brain about like vocal exercises
yes.
and how to hit certain tones and what, you know,
right.
how it feels in your throat, whether you know, how you're forming
right.
the notes at the back of your mouth and all that. Like she goes on about it.
Yes.
Because she's passionate about it and wants to do it better.
Right. Right.
She's already great at it.
right.
But it still knows I can do better.
Right. our oldest played football.
Right.
If he had a moment of downtime and he wasn't actually playing football, he was watching tape. He was watching other games. He was, you know, researching equipment. He was looking at statistics.
You know,
not
to brag on them all, but we got to round out the set, right? Our youngest, she watched gymnastic videos for years. Right. Since she could access YouTube, watched nothing but gymnastics videos. So by the time she got enrolled in gymnastics, she got bumped up two classes the first day she was there. Like, no. Right. She needs to be at a higher level.
Right. Because she had watched and had figured out how to manipulate her body to do these different things.
Say what you're about.
Yes.
You know, and because she said what she was about.
Yes.
Before she was enrolled in gymnastics, we're buying her tumbling mats for the the house so she can practice what she's watching, right?
Exactly.
If you say what you're about.
Yes.
And people will help facilitate it.
Yes.
If you reach out, people are going to help you. Yep. No matter what it is you want to go after, you just have to have the courage to do it.
Yes. And the majority of people want to see you win. No one is really waiting in the wings to laugh at you.
Right.
Which is, you know, the fear that we all have. People want to see you win. And people want to say, I helped you win.
And the reality is, like, if they don't answer you, then they don't want to help.
Right. Easy. And that's okay, too, because there's more than one person that
knock
knows.
Knock on the next door and say, do you have a moment to talk about my ambitions?
Right.
Would you like to buy a lighthouse?
Would you like to buy a lighthouse? Yep. That's
anything else?
I think that'll do it.
All right. Well, I hope you guys dug it. Hope you took something away from it. And we will talk to you next time.
Bye.